For over 50 years, the Catholic Church in the United States has observed October as Respect Life Month. Bishop Burdidge, chairman of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops Committee on Pro-Life Activity, calls on Catholics to renew their commitment to the legal protection of human life, to support policies and service ministries that assist mothers, and to extend compassion to those suffering from participating in abortion. He reminds us, Jesus calls each of us to respect the gift of life in every human person. And while we live in a society that often rejects those who are weak, fragile, or vulnerable, they are most in need of our care and of our protection. Although the bishop's intent focuses this month on the rights of the unborn and assistance for mothers, it's important we're aware of the need to respect all life from conception to natural death. It's vital we offer forgiveness, support, and counseling for those who've aborted children, as well as those families that may experience a stillborn child or an infant death. The same respect and support is needed for families that suffer from the loss of a loved one from a violent or sudden death, and those who've been euthanized. In our gospel reading today, Jesus touches on the respect and support needed for those who enter the sacrament of marriage and describes how we must enter the kingdom like a young child. As the Pharisees test Jesus on marriage and divorce, they're more concerned with trapping Jesus than opening their minds in respect for his word. Moses had allowed divorce at times because of the slave-like behavior of husbands who did not treat wife love and respect as sacramental marriage is intended. Found in our first reading, Genesis reveals to us the original purity, the true love, dignity, and respect of man and woman found in marriage as instituted by God at the beginning of creation. In our gospel, Jesus tells us, God made them male and female, and for this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, no human being should separate. Married couples are called to love, respect, and complement each other, to raise each other up, to build them in the faith with Jesus centered in their lives. One of the two main principles of living out our faith in sacramental marriage is to live selflessly, setting aside our own personal ambitions for the betterment of our spouse, serving them with dignity and respect so one day they may experience eternal salvation. Another main principle found in sacramental marriage for those who are able are to procreate, to have children, to raise them in the faith. Faithful marriages are the principal leaders in teaching our children about Jesus, as they will become the evangelizers of tomorrow. Children hold a special place in Jesus' heart. They're priceless, perfect, and they're beautiful in God's eyes. Found in our gospel today and 2 weeks ago, we find Jesus angry, rebuking his disciples because they thought children were being a nuisance. They were a bother to Jesus. Children have no fear. They tell the truth. They cry, they laugh. They say what's on their mind without filters, whether we like it or not sometimes. While at the same time, they offer all of us unconditional love and compassion. Jesus emphasizes to us, Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom like a child will not enter it. Saint Jose Maria Escriva tells us, you have to believe as children believe, to love as children love, to abandon yourself as children, and to pray as children pray. Children's eyes and lives haven't been tarnished over by bad experiences or influence that turn ones away from God, like selfishness, your arrogance. This awareness of God as Father also involves a sense of total dependence on our Father in heaven, trusting in him the same way a child, through love and respect, learns to trust their father and their mother. For comfort, for care, for food and support, as their parents react to their every need. Understanding we can do nothing by ourselves, we should allow our dependence on God to nurture, to continually grow faith, deepening our relationship with Christ and one another. Like the disciples in this case, there will always be detractors who don't understand Jesus, call at that time, and try to lead us astray. There will always be those who don't follow Christ, attempt to lead us down a dangerous path. We must always remember Jesus Christ is the same today, yesterday, and always. Ever present, offering us his unconditional love, respect, mercy, and most of all, forgiveness. May we continue to live and seek his guidance in our marriages, while allowing ourselves to welcome and to be guided by young children leading us to eternal salvation. We continue to pray for a greater awareness and respect, cherishing all life from conception to natural death. For all the lives that are lost, those born and unborn, offering our unconditional support, love, mercy, and compassion, especially for mothers and those families affected by the loss of a loved one, to continue living our lives following in the footsteps of Jesus. Amen.